thing. I've worked in comedy panel shows for a very long time, and I thought I'd like to try something a bit different.
Brand new topical comedy with an all-female panel.
I've got some fantastic women coming up in the series. Comedian, Jo Brand, Zoe Lyons, best-selling authors like Val McDermott.
News stories from a fresh new angle.
I'll be giving the panel some entertaining challenges, possibly role play, some games, based on the events of the week, which I haven't thought of yet because I don't know what the news is going to be.
Where's the F in news?
Despite the fact that it's all women, it is also going to be funny.
Starts on Friday evening at 6:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Shula is shocked by a request in the Archers at 7 o'clock. Now on Radio 4, silly people doing funny things, or is it funny people doing silly things? I can never remember. It's one or the other. Strap yourself in.
We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a second visit to Swindon, the undisputed jewel in the crown of the M4 corridor. Swindon has long been associated with the production of musical equipment for junior schools. During the Blitz, when Atkinson's violin and recorder factory was flattened by a German bomb, the townsfolk raised an amazing £50,000 to reward the Luftwaffe. Herbert Rossiter, a chicken farmer from nearby Westbury, became notorious in the 1950s after he abandoned his chicken business and tried farming owls for their meat instead. All appeared to be going well until he tried to kill his first bird. After wringing the owl's neck, he was disappointed to see its head spin back to its original position. Salisbury-born Arthur Dashwood was the flamboyant Major General who led the Bengal Lancers in Kashmir, but was told he had to wear a proper uniform next time. Swindon's big screen showed this year's royal wedding live onto Wharf Green, and of course many watched the event on pub televisions as the licence was free that day, although the residents of Penhill and Park North failed to appreciate exactly what a TV licence is. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cry and Rory Bremner. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Pam Ayres. And taking her place on the scoring desk next to me, please welcome the ever wonderful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words straw and hay. Well, straw is defined as dried stalks of grain used as animal fodder or as material for thatching, packing, and weaving. But hay, who gives a toss? Anyway, the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams, so your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Pam, you can start.
Forbidding an auction room.
Barry.
Senile. Holiday in Egypt.
Rory.
Pergola. Someone who steals garden trellis.
Cubic. Bring on the biro.
Brexit. I'm sorry, I can't find an agreed meaning for this word.
Bigamy. Generous gesture on my part.
Elbow. A Spanish archer.
Airs on a G-string. Pam in Love Island.
Brexiteer, selective deafness.
Plankton, a large quantity of wood.
Litany. I've set my leg alight.
Thai Po, a chamber pot made in Bangkok.
Feckless, Irish virgin.
GP, bit like a Jeep.
Cardiologist, a specialist in jumpers.
Flinch, an oriental songbird.
Fecund, 16th century runner-up.
OK, the teams are going to sing along to some well-known songs now in the round called Pick-Up Song. Now, these days, rare vinyl commands a fortune at auction. The holy grail for collectors is Jay-Z's Ode to the Seaside. I got 99 problems, but the beach ain't one. Samantha will spin the discs. Each of you sing along to your records teams until Samantha turns the volume down. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a frankly humiliating display of mass imbecility. What do points mean?
Prizes!
And this week's prize is the least appetizing main course ever served in a gastropub. It's these Armitage lamb shanks. Okay. Barry, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany Elvis Presley singing Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get it ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but say off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. We can do anything but say
blue suede shoes. Let's go.
Nearly.
Nearly, nearly, nearly. That's all right, Barry, it's okay. Okay, you're... That's been nice, all right? You're next, Pam, and I'd like you to accompany Julie Andrews singing Wouldn't It Be Lovely.
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold night air, with one enormous chair. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat, lots of coal making lots of heat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't
it be
Thank you, Pam Ayres, and thank you to the audience in Swindon who decided to start playing catch with a box of Maltesers. OK, Tim, can you please accompany Oasis, who took their name from a Swindon leisure centre, by the way, singing Don't Look Back in Anger.
But all the things you've seen will slowly fade away. So I start my revolution from my bed, 'cause you said the brains I had went to my head. Step outside, the summertime's in bloom. Stand up beside the fireplace, take that look from on your face. You ain't ever gonna burn my heart out. So Sally can't wait. She knows it's too late as we're walking on by.
finally, you now, Rory, would you accompany Tom Lehrer singing the Elements song?
Best of luck.
Nickel, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, and ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium. There's strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium and cadmium and calcium
and chromium and curium.
Jack, I wanted to do that.
The thing is, Rory, if you're not going to commit... Well, the team's going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is a variation on the old TV favourite. Give us a clue, this show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Sprightly Lionel keeps in tip-top shape with regular games of tennis, although a recent match ended in controversy over a hotly disputed line call. Hawkeye couldn't tell if Lionel was in or out. Tim and Pam, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
No Country for Old Men. No Country for Old Men.
So off you go, please, Tim and Pam.
It's a book and a film, and it's five words, and it goes like this. Hello, I'd like to buy the latest gramophone album by Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, please.
Oh, I'm afraid not, dear.
I beg your pardon.
I'm afraid that section of the record shop is off limits to you.
But I just saw you selling a Tammy Wynette CD to the young couple just leaving.
I am very sorry, sir. It's the shop's policy. Would you like to sit down, dear? Can I interest you in some Mantovani?
Good heavens, no. You are a very unhelpful young lady.
I know. Bless.
I shall be checking my custom elsewhere.
Don't forget your walking stick.
Okay, Barry knows this one.
Yes. It must be something about the territory and sort of no country for old men, does it?
So your turn, Barry and Rory, and your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Seven. Seven.
This is a film, and it's one word.
Doctor, you're just the chap I want to see. Have you got the results of my medical?
I have, and it's all good news. You're as healthy as Donald Trump.
Ah, yeah, well, that is good news.
In fact, your results are identical to his.
Oh, jolly bees. Go on, Doc. Spill the beans.
It says you are astonishingly healthy.
Ah, well, you've seen my daily jog past the cameras, around the corner, out of sight and into the limo.
And the amazing thing is, you and the president share the same mental age.
Do you?
There isn't a film called Two, is there? It's a number, is it? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, stop it.
Well, you got the answer. It was seven. Let's try another round. And here's a further title going up on the display board for Tim and Pam. And the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys.
It's a musical, and it's two words, and it goes like this.
How are we doing, Skipper?
We be just approaching the largest of the Channel Islands now, cabin boy.
I must say, Skipper, it never ceases to amaze me how you manage to navigate your way into the harbour.
'Tis quite simple, really, lad. I just follow the conveniently placed floating hazard indicator.
Something to do with boys, is it?
Yes.
Well, over to Rory.
The Jersey Boys.
Okay, final title is being displayed for you, Barry and Rory, and once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Charlie Girl. Charlie Girl.
Film and stage musical, two words.
I wonder if you can help me, Doctor.
I'll do my best, Your Royal Highness.
I'm thinking of having a little pruning done.
I'm afraid I don't have green fingers.
Yes, so I see. I'm thinking of having a slight gender reassignment.
Oh, the complete?
Yes, that's right. Mummy doesn't seem too keen on me being king, so I thought I might stand a better chance as queen.
I see. Have you discussed it with...
Oh, Camilla's all for it. We can go shopping for hats together.
I'll book you in, and I am the soul of discretion, sir.
Ma'am's the word.
Musical, changing sex.
I was so wrapped up in it, I forgot that we had to make some comedy again. I was absolutely...
It's a stage musical.
A stage musical.
And it's two words.
Two words.
The King and I, the King and... No.
Queen, I've no idea.
Weren't
really listening, to be honest.
I'd like to give the answer, it's one I'd like to give. But somewhere in the preamble, I lost the will to live.
Well, it's got my name on it.
Charles.
Nearly. Slightly bonnier.
Bonnie Prince
Charlie
Johnny.
Scott.
You tell him, you tell him, sir, or madam.
You were close with Charlie.
You've nearly got the answer. Go on, give it a whirl. It isn't really Charlie's boy, it's actually...
Charlie's girl.
That's it!
The next game is called Sounds Peculiar, and it's all about sound effects. The BBC Sound Effect Archive is one of the corporation's crown jewels. Its skilled technicians can transport us to different worlds from, say... the plains of Africa to... an audience with Tim Brooke Taylor. So for this round, teams, I've combed the BBC Sound Archive to bring you some less frequently heard sounds, and the team's task is simply to accurately identify precisely what it is they're listening to. OK, you can go first. Barry, can you tell me, please, what sound effect we're listening to here?
Robbery with violins.
Your turn, Tim. Can you identify this sound, please?
Off the fifth. Oh, it's a birdie on the fifth.
You now, Rory, can you identify these sounds, please?
Is it six brides for seven brothers? Sorry. A shotgun wedding.
It was a shotgun wedding, yeah. Pam, can you tell me what's happening here?
Good morning. Pam here, just to let you know that I can write you a poem cheap for 10 quid, but it's 50 quid extra per line, another £100 if you want it to rhyme, plus £500 if you want to read it, another £1,000 if you want to read it out loud, and a £5,000 surcharge if you want it to be amusing. But I can't guarantee that it won't go to somebody else at the last moment.
Ryanair's.
And finally, how about this one?
That's the sound of music.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, our next game takes a look at the fascinating world of the greetings card. And greetings cards have a long history. A papyrus greeting card was discovered in the tomb of Egyptian King Ramesses II. It wished him a happy Mummy's Day. In this round, the teams will attempt to complete the verses taken from some genuine greetings cards. So, Tim, I'll start with you, please. Here's a thinking of you card. Here's hoping that this little card doesn't make you blue. I just wanted to let you know...
I'm 3 weeks overdue.
that we're thinking of you. Your turn now, Rory. This one's for you. This is a please forgive me card. I wish I had not let you down and caused you so much worry. I promise that I will improve. I'm truly very sorry. My actions, they were selfish, full of stupidity and greed...
But what were you expecting if you read my Twitter feed?
Yeah. A real ending was, your love and your forgiveness are the things I really need. Oh. Yeah, we've all been there. Now, Barry, one for you. This is a sorry card. As time goes by, I hope we'll try to still keep things together. I am so sorry for what went wrong.
And now a look at the weather.
It's actually let's be friends forever. Yeah. Pam, this is a wedding invitation card. We're inviting you to our wedding. It won't be a grand affair. We aim to keep it simple.
So please say you won't be there.
It was something similar to that, but we'd love you to be there. Back to you, Tim. It's a Valentine's Day card. Roses are red, violets are blue.
Violets are cheaper, so here's some for you.
There's one place in my heart, and it's only for you. Oh. Rory, there's one for you. This is a second birthday card, a second birthday card. Two is a giggly number. It loves to run and hide. Two is a cheeky number that plays in the mud outside. Two is a toddler number. It always has lots to say. Two is a birthday number.
Too bad you're three today.
The celebrations start today. Barry, congratulations on passing your exams. The results are in. You must be proud. You pulled out all the stops.
And the organist's furious.
The answer is you work so hard, achieve your best, you really are the tops. Finally, Pam, this one's to my husband on Father's Day card. It's a day to sit and do nothing. It's a day to be my guest. It's a day to think about yourself.
Like all the bloody rest.
Yes, and do what you like best. Happy Father's Day. There are more of these, so any of you can have a go at these ones. Here's a Get Well Soon card. Daffodils are yellow, tulips are red. I send these flowers to you. I've heard you're ill in bed. Irises are blue, lilies are white.
I tried to make this poem rhyme, but it's absolutely shite.
In fact, this is how it really ends, and I'm sure you'll be as shocked as anyone here, Pam, because I also send these flowers to you and hope you'll feel all right soon.
I prefer prefer my version.
I prefer your version. Yeah. I think it's absolutely right. And this one, congratulations, it's twins. There's two to wash, two to dry, two who argue and two who cry. There's two to kiss, two to hug, and best of all...
They're not mine.
the answer is two to love. Yeah. You've emigrated to Australia card. So finally you've done it and moved to pastures new. You're starting life down under, where your future waits for you.
And there you'll stay until you're dead. You shouldn't have stolen that loaf of bread.
And finally, it's a thank you card. You make me feel I'm 10 feet tall. My head could not be giddier. I'd like to thank you most of all...
for giving me chlamydia.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time for a quick round of Gardener's Songbook. Samantha, there's one person wants to hear it anyway. Samantha tells me she recently had a gentleman gardener around to seed her front garden, apparently. Apparently he gave it a quick fork after she'd helped him prick out in the potting shed. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of songs likely to prove popular with gardeners. So you can start, Tim.
Goodness herbaceous great balls of fire.
Barry.
Rake me up before you fly, Mo.
Pat.
Mowing me, mowing you.
Rory.
I just can't get you out of my shed.
I should be so mucky.
See you later, propagator.
I'm just a teenage grow bag, baby.
It's my parsley and I'll cry if I want to.
If you don't mow me by now.
Hit me with your rhubarb stick.
Weevil, rock you.
All the single daisies.
It's an itsy bitsy, teensy weensy, yellow polka dot zucchini.
I'm sexy and I'll grow it.
I see you, baby, raking that grass.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the trusty collection tin of time is extended towards the bad-tempered old bastard of belligerence, who deftly donates the old pound coin of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Swindon, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Mary Cryer, Timbrook Taylor, Rory Bremner, and Pam Ayres were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program